could you like provide some background information on the new record, like how like the songwriting process and band writing the tracks and development into the finished product, so to speak?
Well, first of all, like the album or the songs are a bit different than the last few albums. At this time, all of the songs are actually written by Jonne only. We used to have, but previously the violin player has written some songs, the accordion player has written some songs, I have done some. But this time everybody else was basically being just too fucking lazy to do anything. Nobody could really come up with anything, so it was all Jonne's trivial. I think we started to demo and rehearse the songs about a year ago. I remember correctly that it's, and it was pretty much the same as usual, that we were not really sure how the album will end up being with those songs. But then when we had rehearsed them for a while, we realized that it's going to be sort of a good rock and roll album at the end. And, we've always had this thing that, like all the albums have been in either two or three languages. And the previous record label that we run, they were actually complaining that we are playing too much, writing too much lyrics in Finnish. And they were demanding a certain amount of language tracks on the albums. We were wise enough to, at that time, we had an instrumental track on the album, we always named them in English, and the record label thought they were all the English lyrics. Anyway, this time we had this, at one point we realized that all the songs on the album are going to be Finnish. And we thought that it might be a problem with the record label, so we contacted them and said that, you know, that we have some thing now that seems like the whole album is going to be Finnish. Record label, the new one, current one, the past was quite happy with it. I said, doesn't matter, go and make an album.
Well, that's good that the band is signed by such a label that will give it creative freedom.
Okay.
I said, it's good that Nuclear Blast has given the band such freedom then to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what option did we have about writing new songs when we are just about to start recording the album. Because we honestly didn't even pay attention to that, the whole thing, until we were just before we starting the recordings, we realized, oh fuck, they're all in Finnish.
Why is does the band then do these songs in Finnish? Because some of the bands end up learning English and then writing English tracks to appeal to a wider audience. But so why is the band decided to do tracks in Finnish? I know it's the band's native language, obviously.
Well, first of all, we don't really decide that now we're going to write in Finnish. All the time developing and changing thoughts that end up in a song, and just being in the end we was know what language was going to be. But we all like original of the band, the origins of the band are in a group called Shaman. Shaman was actually singing in Sami language. It's the language of the Sami people up in Lapland. And then from then on, I think Jonne sort of wanted to do stuff in Finnish, but he wasn't so happy with the way his lyrics turned out. He was even when the same sentence with the same meaning would be total nonsense in Finnish or any other language. Like, "Ee babalula, she's my baby." An instant rock classic and says nothing. But then we started, later we started to have some outside help from a friend of ours who is studying Finno-Ugric language. So he started to write us some lyrics with his traditional Finnish Kalevala style. And we started to use them like on our third or fourth album. And at that time it was divided so that these sort of guest lyrics were all in Finnish, and what we wrote ourselves was basically in English. So that's why we had our albums were divided into two different languages. But then sort of later it just happened that, for example, Jonne started also writing Finnish, since he realized that it was that difficult. And basically all the songs just were or are Finnish right now. Doesn't matter, or it doesn't mean that it will be like this on the next album, but right now, so we are.
Okay, how did Tuomari Nuumio come to provide guest vocals on the title track of the album?
It was actually so that our well, Jonne did the demo at home, and already in the demo, and then when we were rehearsing the song, we sort of made fun of him that, "Did you know that you sound exactly like Tuomari Nuumio?" Especially like Tuomari Nuumio sounded in his, like, well, 30 years ago when he was young and had a different style. We were making sort of fun of that. And then, but then we started to think that it would be sort of cool to have him there on the album. And then we realized that our live sound guy was did actually recording and mix for Tuomari Nuumio's live DVD. So he was, of course, in contact with Tuomari Nuumio. And we just told him that, "Why don't you, like, ask Tuomari Nuumio if he's interested?" And well, he was, and we got the contact information, page, well, some messages, phone calls, sent Tuomari Nuumio the demo, and then he liked the song. He wanted to get, you have all the old albums, because he wanted to get in the sort of mood of what we want to do, or what we wanted to do. He was quite a lot into that, actually, yeah, and so it was sort of started from a, like a stupid looking at the rehearsal, and then ended up with a really, really stuck with excellent vocals from him.
Okay, and there's also a tribute song on the record to the Finnish rock group called Peer Gynt. What compelled the band to write a tribute to that group?
That band was like when they started. Well, okay, they started way earlier, but when they first came, or got their first album, or second album out, they were really big. So, they were an excellent hard rock band, like this trio in the sort of classic Motorhead style. And honestly, I personally was never so much into them, but really could appreciate their especially their live shows, because they were really good rock and roll band. But for Jonne, it was different, because I think it was his first ever live show that he went to. His father, this whatever bar rock tour, whatever that was called, where they had like three or four of that, at that point, sort of big Finnish hard rock, heavy metal names playing, and then there he saw this band, and he has been sort of hooked and this song, and why we did exactly this song, was just Donna was driving in his car, was listening to a radio, and this song song was on the radio, and he just started singing some mock lyrics on top of that in Finnish. And again realized, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to make a demo of this. And then we got the demo of the others, and they're like, are you being serious now? Yeah, it's okay.
And then also is the track which the band's made the music for, Tequila, which has a Mexican flavour to the track, I think. What makes South America then a special audience for Cook Clanny, considering the band wrote a track for them?
Well, we did a short tour in Mexico and South America earlier. Actually, I think it was March last year, and we was only like, was it 8 or 9 shows, and we spent almost 3 weeks all traveling place to another. It's quite big, but we had a, we had an excellent there. It was not all sunshine, definitely, because there were like, well, whatever problems you can end up when you go to different or new places and you have to work with new promoters or whatever. There was some almost fist fights, was sort of the downside, but then on the on the downside there was also an earthquake, some cancelled shows because the venues had collapsed. Well, there was no electricity, and all of the police coming to stop our show after like five or six songs, that kind of stuff. Otherwise, we had out of those, let's say 9 shows, 8 were brilliant. Had a really, really lovely audience everywhere, and we met a lot of excellent people. We had a lot of alcohol with them, and even without them. It was a magnificent trip with Bradley for that again. So it was sort of, we thought, all right, this all should be history.
Okay, and what about the music video then? Like, what are your memories of that, recording that video?
I'm going to say that I hate doing videos, and I don't want to be there at the video shoots, and I don't want to know about the videos. I only do what is needed to do, so I can't really, honestly, I can't really do much. How did it happen in the first place, or whatever. But it was, like, the parts were, the band was involved were the film in this small forest next to a farm in the middle of fucking nowhere. So freezing, we were standing there. I don't know, we arrived there in the afternoon because we needed the darkness. So we didn't do anything during the day. We arrived in the afternoon, got dressed, whatever we were wearing, set up the stuff in the forest. And then we spent, then of course when the night comes it started to get colder and colder and so fucking freezing there. Because you couldn't even do anything, you had to stand where you were told to stand. And then when you tried, they had this, you know, like the steel lights there in the forest. So once, when they were filming someone else, you went next to the lamp because it was the only warm thing. And then they tell you, get off the light, don't block the light or whatever. So in that standing there, like, I don't know how many hours, breathing out balls or...
All right. What unusual instruments did the band experiment with for the record?
Well, I don't know if they're unusual.
Well, different for, like, metal, you know, like...
Yeah, well, of course there are... and we had a baritone mandolin. And not so unusual for in metal in general, but for us, for the first time, we were actually using seven-string guitars and baritone guitars. So there's some quite, let's say, low-end stuff on the album as well. But other than that, I don't think there's that much difference, except of course the Imbales drums, so to bring in the Latin feel, whatever that is.
All right, because it's been mentioned the band used, is there a Yuhiko or something on the record?
I don't, as far as I know, there's no Yuhiko on this album.
All right. It's on the press release anyway, but I'm still going.
Oh, okay, maybe there is then. I definitely didn't spend the whole time in the studio.
Oh, that's fair enough. These instruments that, well, like usual instruments for metal are obviously guitar, bass and drums, and like I know the band like all uses these things like the accordions and the violins and that type of thing. How does the band go about incorporating these instruments like the violin and the accordion and so on, and mixing it together with the guitars and the bass and so on?
Well, that is always a problem. Yes, that is quite a lot of stuff that you have to sort of get all audible anyway. Especially now with the last album and with a not new but new to us producer who is really into this oriented. These are all are driven down. On the last two albums does have more dominant to me. Of course it's taking away space from the other instruments. And that is sort of a constant battle with us that we had this not a little problem but a small discomfort when the album, because we were on the tour and we had to give the mix producer loan, and he kept sending us files downloaded them whenever we found the network and listened to them on the bus for that 10 years because of the 10 cent sending in. But no, that is high on the mix. This is loan. Stuff like that. So it is constant fight for space, I'd say. And live situation is of course different, but still the same rules apply.
Okay, how do you musically describe this record then? For people who are wondering what it sounds like.
I'd say that it's a rock and roll album. Yes, I like the fact how it kicks off with a really good rocking number. Sort of doesn't stop from there. It's, I'd say, you know, okay, this is sort of borrowed from Lemmy Kilmist, but I think we have a rock and roll band. And
okay, speaking of like Lemmy, the band covered Iron Fist.
And again?
Speaking of Lemmy, the band covered Iron Fist, the Motörhead track.
Yeah.
Why did the band decide to cover that track specifically?
The story goes back actually for that song, because we were at that time, I can't remember which it was, but anyway, at that time we had only done maybe two or three shows in the UK. Like a couple of shows in London and maybe parts or whatever. And then we were heading there for our first UK tour that had like 7 or 8 shows. So we thought that okay, this is the rock and roll capital of Europe at least, if not the world. So we we have to do something different, and we thought that okay, let's do something different, and we perhaps my idea, but let's Motorhead 5. We rehearsed Iron for that one, and we played that every night. Okay. Which is really just quite fitting since both Jon and myself are huge Motorhead fans, have been since the early 80s. So it is a tribute from us for like probably the most important band and person that ever us coming a rock. And then this time on this album, like it looked like maybe this tour was like years ago. This album, once we were already done, we realized or heard from the record label of the guys, but you need a bonus track for that feedback or Japanese releases or whatever. And we are like, but we are off the studio, we are on tour. And but we realized that, okay, we have 4 studio days left from our contract studio, so we can still record some. Okay, what do we record? What do we know? What we don't have first, but was once again me. Well, let's go and do the Iron Fist then. And that's what we did. Actually, we had the, like, for those days that we were recording that we had, some of us had some previous agreements or something like that, you know, agreed is somewhere else at the time already. So, for example, our accordion player could not get into the studio during those days. So, because he was actually in Germany at his girlfriend. So, so we ended up recording, for example, accordion, but in my living room. Well, I don't have a studio, but I have needed software and stuff. So, we recorded the accordion in my living room. For me. So that's why we do it, but it is pretty the best rock and roll band ever.
Oh, okay, so you'd say it definitely has the Copacabana flavor on the song there.
It has excellent violin solo. and it is sort of, I'm not sure if that isn't important fact. It is, but like, especially for Jon and myself, as I said, it was really, really crucial. And when we were teenagers, what did we do when we grow up?
Who is the bearded bloke, a gentleman who appears on the artwork? And has appeared on like several records of the band.
We call him Bari. That's basically grandpa, Finnish.
Okay.
Or an old man, but there's not really much to that story. We used to have first couple of albums, and also on the Shaman album, we're using this old Shaman logo, which we still use at some occasions, like whatever. Which is found, this logo, found in old, like thousands of years old rock carvings, for example, around the northern standard, which is the symbol of still used. We used that as a logo. So anyway, and then a few years ago, I think Jon got the idea that we cannot go on with that forever. And he sort of had the idea that we should take for a life or a symbol. And he just gave the idea, presented the idea to our artist, Jan Brun. And here's the symbol, make it live. And then Jan vinyl has now been serving us quite well since then. I think on 6 albums or something.
What would you attribute the band's prolific nature to in terms of like album releases? Because the band seems to release albums at a more regular rate than other bands.
Yeah, we don't really think about that much. We release, record and release albums when we have enough songs to make an album. And so far it's been quite often regular, although this last now has a bit longer. This one, perhaps because we have been touring more, playing more shows, or away from home, and this band definitely doesn't curse or write songs, have some other things to do. But when we were growing up, and were buying music from the band that we love. Shows here in Finland, and at least on one of